With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Despite spikes in COVID-19 cases, businesses across California are beginning to reopen. And business owners are finding that reopening is a lot harder than shutting down. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, for most businesses, the road back to normal is filled with red flags, red tape, and a lot of red ink.
Zachary Davis speaks with pride about his Santa Cruz ice cream parlor. He's proud of the ice cream, but he's especially delighted by the joy it brings.
You give them a taste of a product we were making and seeing their faces light up.
For Davis, the Penny Ice Creamery on Cedar Street and his other eateries are not just ways of making a living. They are his life.
Just, you know, hoping to make people happy through food and through connecting them to their community.
But when the pandemic hit, his businesses were forced to close. For the first time, he and his business partner had to face the real possibility that their 10 years of risk-taking and hard work could end in bankruptcy.
I don't even want to go into the implications of what that could mean for myself, my family, our employees, my business partner and her family. I mean, it was beyond scary.
As they navigate the road back, Davis is finding it's complicated. Restaurants, which already deal with health safety laws, now face new regulations.
We have health orders that reference previous health orders that reference previous health orders. And, you know, you almost have to have an encyclopedic knowledge of what's going on to really be able to synthesize it all.
Fortunately, a group formed by the Santa Cruz County Community Foundation is helping Davis and other businesses sort things out. Susan True is the chief executive officer.
So we've started our Economic Recovery Council, which is a group of Main Street, you know, small business owners, brick and mortar, who are working with them to go through, you know, what is going to be possible, completely not feasible, scientifically important for them to do to reopen.
True says the foundation works with business networks and health officials to figure out how they can apply all the advice locally. The challenge, True says, is balance. Employee and customer safety on the one hand, economic recovery on the other.
People who want to work can't work. And at the same time, if we're careless about that and we reopen inappropriately, unsafely, then we'll just get shut down again because there will be another outbreak.
Like much of the state, Santa Cruz County has seen a recent spike in COVID-19 cases, all of which means it's going to take some time. The road back to normal is not a day trip.
Many businesses are working so hard just to continue to pay their employees' health insurance and to try to hang on to customers that they are hoping will come in 2021.
It's not just local customers. The county's economy depends on tourism, which brought in over $1 billion last year, according to Visit Santa Cruz County. Convincing those tourists to come back is another challenge. But after nearly 4 months of shelter in place, there is some reason for hope.
People are wanting to get out.
Christina Glenn is with Visit Santa Cruz County. She says surveys tell her people are ready to venture out, just not too far out.
Most Americans estimate that the distance of their next road trip will be right around 423 miles.
And Glenn says that's just perfect.
Our primary market is Central Valley, San Francisco Bay Area, Sacramento, anyone within a 3-hour drive radius.
Visit Santa Cruz County has just launched a new advertising campaign called Let's Cruise Again.
Hit the road. Come out and play.
It emphasizes the county's attractions while reminding travelers to wear a mask and socially distance. Glenn says the focus is on safety.
Upgraded cleanliness practices, plexiglass installed around check-in desks, suspension of breakfast buffets, face coverings for employees and guests, signage that ensures that social distancing is being practiced.
Social distancing markers line the sidewalk outside the Penny Ice Creamery, where Zachary Davis reflects on all that's happened since the shutdown. He says he appreciates the support his business has received on its road back to reopening, and he hopes he's given back a little joy to his customers.
If there's, you know, if there's one thing that I would like to feel like we're doing is to provide a little bit of normalcy with the ice cream and a treat and something that, you know, can kind of be transportive, at least for a moment.
A taste of normal times on the road to recovery. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.